central question we're going to study this week is a famous Lamdish Yeshivish question, which also has immense practical significance, halacha l'maisa. That is as follows. There is a halachic principle, zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav. If I want to give you something, even if you're not around, I can just appoint somebody, designate somebody to be your shliach, or something like a shliach on your behalf, to accept something for you, zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav. If it's a chov, I can't do it. But if it's a schos, if objectively, if we believe it's a schos, someone can act on your behalf to receive something for you. The question is, how broad is that principle? What if I'm not giving you something? What if I want to do some other transaction on your behalf? I want to sell some of your property for some reason. I want to do something which normally is a privilege that would be reserved for the owner of the property, but in our view, in Basin's view, it's a schus for you to do this transaction. Can we invoke the principle of zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav in an expanded way to do other types of, to sell your property, to take away your property, to do other types of, to give a get on your behalf, to accept a get on your behalf? Can we use the principle of zachin l'adam shelo b'fanav in such an expanded capacity? In yeshiva, the Olam learns a ketzos, which hopefully we'll see this week. The ketzos says in several places, at least twice in the ketzos, in Avnei Miluim, the ketzos says that you cannot do zechia, you cannot use zechia in such a capacity. The Olam says over a lashon, zachin le'adam amrinan, zachin me'adam la'amrinan, you can be zoche to someone, you can't be zoche property from someone. That Lashon is not actually found in the Ketzos, people point out, but that Lashon is the Lashon of the Merkavas HaMishnah, which also maybe we'll see this week. Merkavas HaMishnah also takes a position very similar to the Ketzos, that you cannot do Zechia. However, there are many, many Achronim who are Cholik, and you know, it's an interesting Lamda Shaila, there are all kinds of Raya's from Shas and Poskim both ways. It is also a very practical question. There are two areas of Halacha in which this becomes relevant. One is Mechiras Chametz, Mechiras Bechar, but primary discussion, Mechiras Chametz. The other is in Hilchos Gittin. We're going to focus primarily on Chametz this week, but just to give examples of how this rule comes up in Hilchos Gittin, there was a major debate in Eretz Yisrael about 60 years ago. People from all over the world had been sending Gittin to Eretz Yisrael, and the way we do a remote get today commonly is, instead of the old-fashioned shlichus where you actually give it to a shliach who puts it in his pocket and makes the trip, What we often do today is you designate a shliach, the husband, wherever he is in Siberia, designates a shliach remotely, a shliach in Eretz Yisrael somewhere. He says, that person in Haifa will be my shliach. Then he takes the get and puts it in the mail, or sends it by courier to that guy. The guy in Haifa finds the get, comes in the mail, he picks it up and gives it to the woman who's in Haifa. So Haifa was the case, specifically. There was a specific shliach in Haifa who was a professional shliach. He had gittin in his possession from all over the world, from remote locations all over the world that were on their way. I don't know how many gittin were going on in Haifa in 1955, but apparently there were a lot, and he had gittin in his possession in process from all over the world. He died suddenly. Now, normally, if a shliach knows he's not going to make it, he appoints another shliach. He has the right to do that. We give him the right to do that. In this case, he died suddenly. He didn't appoint a successor. So now there was a whole stack of gittin from all over the world that had to be given to the women, and it was difficult or impossible to track down all the husbands again and start the whole process again. So there was a major debate, can Basin on its own just appoint new shluchim without any consultation with the husband to give the gittin to the women? One of the main arguments was zechia. The husband wants the get, it's good for him, everyone's on board here, they want the get, so let's do zechia. This is a major debate between Rabbi Yashiv was involved 60 years ago, Moshe Zalman, Rabbi Yitzchak Herzog. This was a major debate, and one of the key issues was, can you use zechia? More recently, just a year or two ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was a very controversial affair where there was a fellow in a persistent vegetative state. Not brain dead, but he was in like a long-term, some kind of coma, basically. Wasn't functional for, I think, a decade or more. So a based in Eretz Yisrael got up and on their own wrote a get for the woman and gave it to her. And they said, even though he didn't make a shliach, it's a schus for him. They argued that he has no benefit from the marriage anymore. They argued it was a schus. There were many controversial issues about their psak. One of the key issues was, can you use zechia in such a capacity to just give a get for somebody? Even if we accept it's a schus, is zechia allowed to be used in that form? Major debate here in Eretz Yisrael. But this week we're going to focus on mechiras chametz. The question is, can you use zechia? Can a rav sell the chametz? Can a beis din, a rav, or just a friend, someone who wants to do you a chesed, can he sell your chametz without getting a proper minui shlichus from you? And the question actually has a variety of different applications. The most extreme case, the simplest case is you're not coming to shul, you're not from maybe, you're not coming to the basin, you don't care about your chametz, you're not interested, but can't hurt, you have no reason to object. If the Rav wants to do it, you don't mind necessarily. So can the Rav get up and just sell your chametz? Because why not? It's a schus. You could be saved, you'll have one fewer avera to suffer for. Jews can buy your chametz from now with a clean conscience. Can you use a chia to just...
That may be debatable based on Moshe's whole thing about, if he uses it over Pesach.
Yeah, right. And practically, there'll be other issues if he buys new chametz over Pesach. Yeah, right. There are more complications, certainly. There are other less extreme cases where this question comes up. One question, as we discussed last week, enumerating the chametz. So what happens if someone forgot to sell some chametz? He made a good faith effort to include chametz, and he forgot to include something. So we usually use some kind of catch-all, as we discussed last week, and anything else that I forgot. Let's say you didn't write that, or let's say that doesn't work. Let's say you require enumeration, as we discussed last week. Some posts can do. So one of the arguments is, can you use a chia? Here it's even better. He wants to sell the chametz. He's trying to. He did his best. He forgot something. He made a mistake. But clearly, he wants to sell the chametz. So maybe the Rav can say, "Okay, I'll sell everything," because clearly it's in his best interest. There's a third case, and this has to do with the Marukamas from the beginning. There's a third case, which is there is a famous shaila which came up in the 19th century. The Oneg Yontzef and others began to discuss a question. Let's say you go to the Rav a week before Pesach. You want to beat the last minute rush. You go to the Rav a week before Pesach. You appoint the Rav a shliach to sell your chametz. Now you might buy more chametz after the week. Those of us whose wives are very strict about it, and will say no new chametz, don't buy anything after Purim already. Fine, but certainly if you have a business or if you have kids or whatever, you might wind up buying new chametz after you go to the Rav. So the question is, there's a big question, a major debate. Can the minu shlichus that you made be effective for chametz that you didn't own yet at the time of the minu? There is a gemara. The gemara seems to say that you cannot appoint a shliach to do something that you are, as of now, unable to do. Even if at the time the shliach will do what you want him to do, you would be able to do it. But if the property wasn't in your possession or for other reasons, to marry a woman who you couldn't marry at the time you made the shliach, if you were unable to execute the transaction at the time that you appointed the shliach, then the whole minu shlichus is not valid.
Even assuming you specifically address that in your...
Yes, that's Maskarna Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina earlier that it's only because you don't mean to do it, but Maskarna Gemara, as certainly as understood by the poskim, is even if you explicitly want to, it's just a din. You can't do it. So the Oneg Yontzef and others ask, so how can the meaning shlichus to the Rav work for chametz that was purchased after you went to the Rav? So this is a whole separate... We're not going to get into this point tonight, but the Oneg Yontzef initially says he was machbid that you shouldn't do that. He told people, if you want to sell your chametz, make sure you come to me or come back to me after you buy your last chametz. Then he said it's very difficult. He tries to find limud eschus. Today, I think, also, we're samech on this, we do. So we'll discuss later what some of the svaras might be. But again, if we could use zechia, this would be a powerful argument. If we allow the use of zechia to say, okay, so the shlichus didn't work, but clearly it's a schus for you, you want to sell your chametz, you do it every year, you tried, and you went to the Rav, maybe without a proper minu shlichus, whenever the Rav actually makes the mechira, he can do zechia for you. That's another application. So this idea of zechia is a very powerful one. If it works, it would be a very powerful tool in our mechira's chametz toolbox. So I want to just discuss tonight the basic issues, the basic shitas of whether zechia would work or not. So we already said the basic machlokas, that you have the Ktzos and the Merkavas and Mishnah, who both say that you cannot do zechia in such a context. The language of the Ktzos is that zechia only works to give you something and not for anything else. The language of the Merkavas and Mishnah is zechia cannot work when you're taking something away from somebody. They seem, most Akronim kind of lump them together and say they're saying roughly the same thing. Rav Yitzchak Lachon Inspector, in the first Tshuva in Be'er Yitzchak, which is a massive tshuva, about a dozen pages, on this question about selling chametz for someone midin zechia, if he didn't make a proper minu shlichus. So he goes through the sugya Be'iyun Rav, everyone quotes his tshuva. He says doesn't make a big deal out of it, but in passing, he says there is actually a difference between the Svara of the Merkavas and Mishnah and the Ktzos, in that the Ktzos says, only if I'm giving you something. Merkavas and Mishnah says, unless I'm taking something away. The Nafka Mina is, if you're doing neither. If you're neither taking something away nor giving something, he brings the sugya of Ger Katan, where Beis Din wants to act on behalf of a child to make him a Ger. He says, you're not actually taking something away from him, but you're also not giving him something. So he actually suggests that might be a Nafka Mina between the Ktzos and the Merkavas and Mishnah, and and the Ksavos and Mela have to answer that Gemara. I'll call upon him, the basic svara, they're treated roughly as the same idea, that Zechiah is limited to giving people things and not taking things away or selling their property, doing other things. That leaves us in a great deal of trouble. We basically, that forecloses the possibility of using Zechiah to sell chametz. However, as I said before, there was a lot of pushback on this svara, the Ksavos and the Merkavos and Mishnah. The Ksavos was just writing, you know, really lumdus in his sefer. He wasn't writing, you know, he makes nafkaminas halakha l'maisa. The Ksavos was just writing Mitzvahs Ian. Merkavos and Mishnah actually came up in a great debate, which started in the 18th century and went on for a while. The halacha is that if a person's wife is mentally incapacitated, she's a shota. So Beis Din gives a heter me'rabbanim to allow him to remarry. However, the halacha is, an old minhag, a venerable minhag, is that he has to write a get for the wife and put it in escrow with a shliach, so that if at any point she becomes healthier and can accept the get, the get is available to be given to her right away. In other words, we want to make sure that she's not going to be tied up, when she's a shota, she can't take a get, it's a halacha, but as soon as she's better, the shliach will give her the get. That was an old minhag going back to the 16th century at least. So beginning in the 18th century, Poskim began to ask, how does that work? If the husband writes the get and gives it to the shliach while she's a shota, you can't divorce her while she's a shota. It's a din daraisa. The Gemara ben Darshan's psukim, you can't give a get to a shota. So if he writes the get then and gives it to the shliach then, he can't do it then. Kol milchul de'ir l'matzi avid, shliach l'matzi mashvi. So that get should be worthless. So I understand the need to help the isha. We want to help her if she ever gets better, make sure that she has her get immediately, but it doesn't work. L'halacha. That was the question that was the subject of a great debate in the generation preceding the Merkavos and Mishnah. So there was a certain Rav, the Rav of Krachin, who said it's okay. He justified, he had a justification for the minhag. He had several arguments. One of his arguments was Zechiah. You're right, the minhag shlichus doesn't work because you cannot appoint a shliach to do something that you can't do. However, if at any point the shliach, the isha gets better and the shliach wants to give the get, it can work b'tar Zechiah. Because the husband already expressed his desire to give the get, even though it's not going to be shlichus, it can work. But Tara Zechiah, it's good for him. He doesn't want to be over the chamer of marrying Gershom and marry two wives, so it's clearly in his best interest. So it's a shlichus be'etzem, and he was Migal Adas, so Vade works. But Tara Zechiah, Merkavos Mishnah himself says no. Even if Metzius is your right that it is a shlichus for him. It doesn't matter. You can't use Zechiah to do anything except to take things away from things. Taking away his wife, you can't use Zechiah even if it's Taka's chus. Now, Lamaisa, many Achronim did agree with the Gaon of Krachin. They did justify the Minhag. Most notably, the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer said that the Merkavos mission is wrong. So the Ksavos basically is wrong, that the Gaon of Krachin is right, that you are allowed to use Zechiah in such a case. And the Chasam Sofer's tshuva was primarily about Evan Ezra things, about Hilchas Gittin. But in the context, he mentions in passing in one line, and Mechira's Chametz, it works too. You can sell somebody's Chametz Midin Zechiah, because the Merkavos mission is wrong, and the Ksavos basically is wrong, and you're allowed to use Zechiah in this context to do on behalf of other people. To do even transactions like this on behalf of other people. Now, the Stechemed wrote a major little essay on this topic, and he produced a number of Achronim who also said roughly the same thing. Notably, the Panamira is probably the earliest, has a tshuva. Again, it wasn't primarily about this point, but in the last paragraph he writes that you can do Zechiah, no problem. He doesn't even get into this whole machlokas between the Merkavos Mishnah and the Ksavos, and he just says, yeah, why not do Zechiah? As long as we know it's a schus for him, it clearly is a schus, so we can do Zechiah, no problem. And the Sechemed brings a number of other Achronim who also say the same thing. Bar Yitzchak himself, after going through a tremendous amount of pilpul, basically comes out that Mi'ikra Din, you can rely on Zechiah, in spite of the fact that it's a major Machlokes Achronim. At the end of the day, and that B'di'evet certainly, you can rely on Zechiah, L'chatchila, you should have had to sell properly, he says, but B'di'evet, there is basis to rely on Zechiah. Now again, nobody's advocating that you do Zechiah L'chatchila and not go through the normal process. The nafkamina is, if something went wrong, like these cases, or if you bought new chametz afterwards, or, there's a very nice article I found on this, written by a Chabad Shliach in one of the Chabad journals. He was writing about should the Beis Din, should the Rav add a line into the Shtar that we're also selling chametz for anybody who's not coming to us. And basically he takes the same position as the Sechemed. The Sechemed starts by saying he thinks it's a great idea to be masal people from Isurim. In Tufresh Laman Aleph he says he was misacking this, and then you know the Then he got more into the shayla, and he saw all these svarim, and he didn't Baruch Hashem, he was mechaven to many gedolim, he says. But the basic attitude of this techemed and this Chabad writer is it can't hurt. You know, like, what's the downside? You're not, it doesn't cost anything. You know, it's not going to ruin the rest of the shtar by putting this in. So it might work. According to some poskim, it works at least. So what's the harm? And this is the attitude of some poskim, beginning with this techemed, that we should do this as a general catch-all because it may not work. It works according to some shitas, but yeah, better than nothing. People who are not coming to Beis Din anyway, or who forgot, or who are not Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs. So for them, it'll be at least some level of schus. We should note, one other point is that some achronim have argued that even if you're not going to use this kind of zechiyah in general, maybe not for gittin, gittin of course is more chamer, eishes ish, but in addition to that, there are svaras why, when it comes to mechiras chametz, it's more likely to work than it otherwise would. So one svara, which is the way the Nos Desha says it, is that the... What's the svara, he says? I don't know if this would stem with the lumbus of the ksos, he says, but if you're going to want to say that we don't use zechiyah normally to do things like this, why not, he says. Self, you know, who said it's really a schos? Objectively, it makes sense, but you're taking something away from somebody, so there's an element of chov. He says, here, this is as far as we keep coming up with, he says, Mechiras chametz, the way we do it today is basically a harama. Everyone knows that the guy is not taking delivery. Everyone knows it's coming back to you. Everyone knows it's a formality, even though it's on paper, it's technically valid. But in practice, there's no downside. The guy's not running away with the chametz, he says. So what's the chov? There's no tzad chov here at all. Yes, technically, the property is passing out of your reshus, but practically, it's there's no downside. Now again, the Ksos is saying more of a lumdus. The Ksos is not saying it actually is a chov. The Ksos is saying there's a din that you can't use zechiyah to take something away from somebody. So I don't know if the svara of the Nos Desha would relate to the Ksos. I call upon him, that's as far as he says. And moreover, Shlomo Zalman, in his discussion, in one of his discussions of this, brought by this Chabad fellow, emphasizes that Mechiras Chametz is a little bit better because since you're saving him from Isser and you're saving him from losing his chametz, that's not called you're being mafsid him anything. That's called you're being mezakeh him something. Because otherwise, it's all going to be lost. Otherwise, it's going to be asur b'hana. So that, I don't know if that would work with the ksos. So technically, there is mammon that's leaving his possession. On balance, though, it's a tremendous chus for him. So I don't know if that would stem with the ksos or not. I'll call upon him. There are many achronim who say that this does work, certainly for chametz, maybe even in other areas like gittin too. Even Rav Yashuv, in his tshuva in the case of the Get of Haifa, the end of the day, after going through all this pilpul, everyone points to Bitzel Chanan already said that Mikra Din, we pass in Alek Tiktos, Mikra Din, the halacha is that we allow Zechiyah to work in these cases. Rav Yashuv himself, you know, there are many other considerations in the case of the Get, but Rav Yashuv himself said 60 years ago that the Ikra Din is B'dieved, the bottom line, the Yisayit HaShaila is that we are willing to rely on Zechiyah to do these types of transactions with somebody beyond the classic zechiyah, beyond what the ksos would allow. We are going to be willing to allow zechiyah if we're sure it's a schus, even when zechiyah is being used to take something away from somebody, not like the ksos, not like the Merkaras HaMishnah.